welcome to our seventh meditation session. I'm recording this the morning of the day I'm leaving for India. Well, I'm leaving for Geneva today, and tomorrow morning I'm off to Goa for a 200-hour teacher training school. When you're listening to this, it will be near the end of my experience in Goa, so feel free to reach out to me if you're listening to this and thinking, wow, how's that going? Speaking to you from the past into the future. today I just want to do a little practice to help us relax, sink into the body, and transform fear into excitement. So I know I've been experiencing some fear about this trip, which is silly because I know it's going to be amazing, but sometimes you can't help it. Stepping out of your comfort zone is scary, and there is resistance, and the brain comes up with all sorts of reasons why we shouldn't do it. We should stay with what we know. So hopefully this meditation today will reflect a little bit of the tools I'm using to overcome that fear. So grab a comfortable seat anywhere you like. On a chair with the feet firmly planted on the floor, or cross-legged on the floor, on a cushion, or if these positions don't feel comfortable to hold for 15 to 20 minutes, then you can lie down on your back. And just take a moment with me to settle into this present moment, to decide that for the next 15, 20 minutes, there's nothing else to do. There's nowhere to be. The only thing to do is be. Just being, not doing. Notice if any feelings come up around that concept right away. Get a little curious about them. And let's take 3 deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Go ahead and breathe all the way in. Hold it for a second. And release, relax all of the muscles in the face. Again, deep breath in through the nose. Holding at the top. Exhaling, allowing the shoulders to drop, melt down the spine. Inhaling a third time through the nose. Holding. Sipping a little more air in. Holding. And exhale through the mouth. Allow the body to relax. Feel the weight of the pelvis on the cushion, on the chair, on the floor. Feel the weight of gravity grounding you. Breathing normally through the nose, in through the nose and out through the nose. Just noticing how you are today. How's your breathing today? Is it easy? Is it difficult? Do you have a plugged nose? Do you have a clear nose? A clear nose is something to be grateful for. Clear lungs are something to appreciate. finding a quality of breath that feels delicious, that feels luxurious, that feels good. You don't need to control the breath, you don't need to think about the breath, just find a breath that feels amazing. Checking in with the body today. How is your body feeling? Tired or alert? Sore or not sore? Tense or relaxed? Not feeling sore is something to appreciate. Not feeling tired is something to be very grateful for these days. And if you are feeling tired or sore, just acknowledging, just paying attention. A lot of the time we ignore these qualities and just push on, push through, push them away. Don't have to do that right now. Right now is for paying attention, it's for listening. If you have anywhere in the body that's a bit sore, just breathe into the soreness. Breathe into your tiredness. Or breathe into the joy and gratitude. Not being sore or tired. Let's imagine warm water pouring over our heads, pouring right onto the top of the skull, allowing all the skin of the skull to enjoy warmth and relax. The forehead, the temples, the eyes, the nose, the cheeks, the ears. Jaw, the sides of the neck, the back of the head, the back of the neck, the front of the throat, and imagine like a warm shower or a warm waterfall pouring over the shoulders, inviting them to of the shoulders, the clavicle, the pectoral muscles, the chest, pouring over the backs of the shoulders, the trapezius muscle, the shoulder blades, pouring over the ball of the shoulder, the tops of the arms, the biceps, of the arms, triceps, trickling over the elbows, pouring warmth down the forearms, over the wrists. You can imagine the hands completely submerged in warm water. How would that feel? Allow them to relax. Return to your breath for a moment. Take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the nose. Let's take a few deep breaths into the belly, filling the belly up, breathing through the nose. We'll do 5 breaths into the belly. Really feeling the belly filling up. See if you can imagine that warm shower pouring down the back, down the mid back, down the low back. Inviting all the muscles of the back to relax. Imagining your whole lower half submerged in warm water. Feeling that warmth move into the belly, the pelvis. Soothing. Warming the hips, the pubic area. Loosening the knee joints. Warming up the ankles and the feet and the toes. Just feeling this sensation in the body as much as you can. Feeling the warmth in the whole body. Returning to the breath for a deep breath in through the nose and out through the nose. Noticing how the body feels. And let's bring our awareness to our heart space. Noticing whether the mind is racing, whether it's relatively calm, and just allowing for that. If the mind is racing, that's okay. It's been told to race on a regular basis. Go easy on it. Accept the racing thought. See if you can generate this warm water sensation into the heart space. Maybe a little flame, something that produces warmth in and around the heart. let's identify a fear that we have right now. Physiologically, there's no difference between how your body reacts to nervousness and how your body reacts to excitement. So we may feel heart beating, sweating, anxiety, and say, oh my God, I'm so nervous, I'm so afraid. Or we could feel the exact same bodily sensations and say, wow, I'm so excited. It all depends on what the mind chooses to focus on, whether it's the negative fear associated with something or whether it's the positive outcome associated with something. So for example, I'm taking a long flight and I'm afraid, I'm nervous. Actually, I'm so excited to be a yoga teacher. I'm so excited to meet Sudhir Rishi, who is the teacher in Goa that I'm going to see. And using this positive outcome that I'm excited about, I can actually trick my brain into believing I'm excited more than I am nervous and fearful. So whatever fear you are feeling right now, identify the fear and its association. And then see if you can come up with a positive outcome that you are actually excited about. And really focus in on this positive outcome. Picture it in your mind. You can see it behind your eyes. Picture the whole context of this event that you're excited about, that you're so happy to look forward to. Feel that happiness in your body. See it in your eyes, feel it in your body. Catch yourself if your mind moves into fear and gently remind it of the thing you really want, the thing that's on the other side of this experience, the event that will make you so happy. Feel that joy. See that outcome. Feel the gratitude towards yourself for doing what you said, doing what you wanted to do. During the day, you can remind yourself to shift this perspective. The brain is very malleable, and the neuronal networks that we create by worrying can be softened and rerouted into positive excitement with enough repetition and practice. So anytime you feel afraid about something you want to do, something you want, think about the desired outcome and embody it. Really feel the excitement, the gratitude, the joy, the pride in yourself. That exists just beyond your fear. Returning to the breath, take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the nose. Feel the whole body. Notice how it feels. Notice how the heart feels. We'll finish with three deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth, like we did at the beginning of the practice. Go ahead and inhale. You can hold for as long as you want, or you can release as soon as you like, on your own time. Two more breaths. Back to the room that you're in, wherever you are. Feel your hands, feel your feet. Lift your shoulders up to your ears. Breathe in, breathe out, release the shoulders, give them a little shake. Thank you so much for joining me for this meditation for moving through fear. I hope you found it helpful, useful. Please feel free to give me any feedback on my Facebook, on my Instagram, connection_perspective. You can also email me, leslieanglen@gmail.com. leslieanglen@gmail.com. Sorry, I said point. That's a French thing. .com. And yeah, I will see you on the other side of this amazing experience in India. See you soon. Thank you so much.